You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Oh, Michael, honestly. Please, not now. Volume 32, I know, who'd have thought it. Sorry, I was just getting in touch with the Netherworld verse. It's just, you know, it's feeling beyond getting in touch with my inner Jacko. Not Wacko
really?
At all.
Should I be exposed to this?
It's a way to get through volume 32. I feel get in touch with your inner Jacker. He's the closest we've ever had to Donny Osmond on the show, Kat.
I know.
You can't do essentially a single 70s show without MJ.
I thought you would have gone for Ben, though, his ode to a pet rat.
Oh, no, Bubbles.
No, Ben.
No, the rat was Ben.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
A movie.
But no, I'm just saying there must have been a song to Bubbles.
If you had a friend like Ben... Ben,
I didn't like Ben.
The two of us are new.
Okay, let's play some real music.
Ready? What, fancy some cheat trick?
Just the other.
and the role of Sue Royce for the second successive Sound and Nick's Vision. That, of course, would be the October edition, Halloween, although it's actually a 70s special, is being played once again by Kat, because at the moment in time where this particular magical piece is being committed to the archive of the universe, Sue Royce and her husband Dylan are being frisked by guards at the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, I say.
I can say no more, obviously.
Yeah, obviously not.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And from my point of view, actually, doesn't surprise me either.
No.
We've had Michael Jackson. We've had Cheap Trick. We're going on to Billy Joel. Why?
Just love the guy.
And we're going to go even
love this track
into 25 in a matter of moments, because it's time to, again, if you haven't already been actively supporting throughout September the excitement of Nick Elliott's 25 campaign, and indeed opportunity to raise £25,000 in aid of pancreatic cancer research.
Yes.
We're going to find out how you can be part of that whole thing, just giving in a whole heap of other goodies after Billy Joel. Would you like to introduce this one, Kat?
I will. It's Billy Joel.
And?
I have no idea.
Piano Man.
Piano Man.
John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star. If I could get out of this place. Oh, la, 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 di, di, da. La, la, di, di, da, di, da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Thank you. pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la 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 di di da, la la di di da da da. Sing us a song, you're the piano man, sing us a song.
The phrase is keep music live, and we have got a live edition of AC/DC.
A live one?
A live one.
Fantastic.
Live at the Irvine Meadows.
Wonderful.
So are you ready, Kat, for TNT with AC/DC?
Too right I am.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a photograph. Actually, no, it's a moving photograph. It's a series of moving images. It's a video. Nick Elliott Press Office with Nick signing pieces of hashtag fine art for collectors.
Yes.
Are those actually your fingers, Nick Elliott, signing those pieces of fine art for collectors?
Yes, they are.
Good heavens.
And the one in the white glove.
Well, your tribute to Michael Jackson.
Clearly. Indeed.
Just the one white glove. The other one has to hold Bubbles.
Indeed.
In a safe way, don't worry. Bubbles is still alive.
Why do you ask that question?
Still alive.
Why do you ask that question? Are they my real fingers? Do you think I've got a body double?
You never know, Nick. You know, really? Sometimes the excess strain that constant signing can actually provide for one might mean you have to borrow the spare fingers just to actually sort of work the whole thing.
I suppose that's
Nick
a thought.
Nick Fingers Elliott.
Indeed.
The whole new world. So why were you doing this, and what was the purpose of it?
Well, I have to obviously sign the limited edition fine art.
Right.
So that's what I was doing.
Do you provide a certificate as well?
Indeed.
Marvellous. And is there any more available? Can people actually get more?
Oh, good God, yeah.
Fine art?
I mean, yeah. Just go
you
to...
You shouldn't say yeah. You should say actually no. Yeah, they've all gone. You might have one if you're really lucky.
No. Well, that was on that collection.
Right.
But there are more collections if you go to nickelliott.shop.
That's what we wanted to find out.
Excellent. Indeed. Fine art for the collector.
We teased ahead of AC/DC, because Brian Johnson would have wanted us to do so, about Project 25. It's not like Century 21. We've not got, although there might well be, a few former Thunderbirds people connected with this. See what we did there? Century
That'd
21,
be nice.
Project 25.
That'd be nice.
Share with us, Nick, once again, for those people who might not have caught Volume 31, what Project 25 is all about.
Project 25 is a fine art photographic project which I'm doing, which commemorates the passing of my poor mum 25 years ago in 2 years' time, 2019. And I lost my mum through pancreatic cancer. So this project I wanted to do to commemorate the passing of my mum, and also to bring more awareness to this incredibly awful disease, and hopefully to raise 25 grand to help the charity and people who are poorly from it. That's the idea.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. Now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Oh, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give any. Always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Can't live living without you. I can't live, I can't give anymore. I can't live.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
I see that was Tessa's show, which is the sister show to Sound and Nick's Vision, Sound and Country Vision. So basically we were confused. Tessa often gets confused, bless her, but still, it's probably the age. Moving on. Sorry, Tessa, we know you're from Glinton, but as Nick said in volume 31, that could be the wrong side of the tracks. Only kidding.
Would I say anything to insult that young lady?
Let's give a mention to Raffi Clementi, who apparently is our wonderful Italian soul, who you spoke to for the first time recently.
Yes, I did. Live via Skype, which was a very enjoyable experience.
How can people support Project 25?
They can just go to the website, which is 25.life. That's words, not numbers. 25.life. All the information is on there. There's a selection of images. The images, obviously, that will be shot throughout the project, and the whole thing's going to be documented. That will all appear on the website. But they can just go there, and there's a Just Giving page. So you literally scroll to the bottom of the page, hit the button, it takes you straight through.
Now, Kat, if the phrase, "Are we all right, fellas? Well, let's go," was actually used, would you kind of be brought mindful of?
I would know exactly what this was. Uh-huh. And it's the Sweet and Ballroom Blitz.
And the
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Some are wise and some are the wise. They got pretty blue eyes. For now a man may change. For now the face looks strange. Looks strange, looks strange. Marching to the promised land, honey flows and takes you by the hand, pulls you down on your knees. While you're down, a pool appears. The face in the water looks up, and she shakes her head as if to say that it's the last time you'll look like today.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Genesis, the full, almost uncut version there, 7 minutes of Ripples. Why did you go for that?
Because wonderful. I was just been listening to a lot of early Genesis and, well,
but that's
early
Peter Gabriel.
Collins. No, early Phil Collins.
Yes, right.
Early Phil Collins. I just wanted to put a Genesis track in there. Well, I don't feature much Genesis work on Send and Nick's Vision.
1970 special. No Sparks, no Roxy Music, no Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I did consider Roxy Music. Yeah, but I've only got 10, Alex. I've only got 10.
No Slade or Blondie.
No.
Isn't it Blondie?
I've only got 10, Alex. I've only got 10.
No Sex Pistols, no Stranglers.
The Stranglers. Mm. Oh.
However, from the period of glam rock, well represented here, earlier, of course, we had The Sweet.
Yes.
Now we have two fine football-supporting folk, one of whom became director of Watford, and the other one actually shed tears when Scotland actually had a World Cup-winning result recently. That means they didn't win the World Cup, they just had a World Cup-winning result. Have you identified who they may be, Kat?
I'm sure one is definitely Elton John.
Or Reg Dwight.
Could very well be.
And the other one is?
Swing It Again, Rod.
Exactly. In his days where, and I know you appreciate this, because I'm sure we've featured this one with the mandolin on before.
Yes,
once played by which famous Radio 1 radio broadcaster?
It wasn't on the single, but it was on the video for Top of the Pops.
And it was played by?
It was John Peel.
Precisely. John, if you're out there looking down on Sound and Nick's Vision, I know it's the kind of programme ultimately you'd really always want to present. Meanwhile, as we send through the cosmos, it's time to ignite the rocket ship.
Is it really?
It is. What time is it? Pre-flight checks? Elton, start it off for us.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
There we are, a double whammy of Rod and Elton on Sound and Nick's Vision. And there's just two moments of musical magic to come, Nick, starting off with a London Sherlock Holmes address. What could this be?
Baker Street.
Thank you.
And so Kat, as our official timekeeper, had to say that we could only make a top 10 for the 70s, and Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing will have to be wait until volume 33.
I'm afraid so. That's rules it. Are rules.
Choice: Michael Jackson, Cheap Trick, Billy Joel, AC/DC, Harry Nilsson, Sweet, Genesis, Elton John, Rod Stewart or Jerry Rafferty. What gets your vote, Kat?
It's got to be the Sweet for me.
Would that be the same for Sue, do you think? Or would she possibly go for something like Michael Jackson?
I think she's going to go for Rocket Man.
Really?
Yeah.
And Ben Lewis?
I think Ben would probably have gone for a bit of Rod.
He might not care now. He's in Crew Alexander.
I know. Yeah,
working with a whole deal of
He's gone to some far more exciting things, isn't he?
How can people get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision, please, Nick?
They can go to Nick Elliott Press Office, which is nickelliott.info, and they can listen again there. And SairsideBroadcasting.podbean.com.
That's it then. It's time to say those last three words. A one, a two, a three.
Keep music live.